With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila.
The unemployment rate in Kavango East has risen to 52% in 2023, up from 48% in 2011. That's according to the Namibia Statistics Agency. Youth unemployment remains high at 60.4%, with Ndiona constituency recording the highest rates at 65 overall and 73% among young people. According to the Namibia Press Agency, most employed residents in the Kavango East work in elementary jobs, with the workforce mainly in education, agriculture, forestry, and fishing. The BCX Transform Summit 2025 is currently underway in Windhoek, sponsored by BCX's OEM partners. The summit is exploring how cloud computing, cybersecurity, the Internet of Things, and AI are transforming industries and creating new opportunities. Angie Scholtz for Future Media News.
The BCX Summit is underway in Windhoek, gathering industry leaders, technology experts, and policymakers to explore the future of digital transformation in Namibia and the broader region. Themed around unlocking Africa's digital economy, the summit is shining a spotlight on the opportunities and challenges brought by rapid technological change. Key discussions include Cloud Without Limits, Redefining Namibia's Digital Possibilities, which looks at how cloud computing can drive efficiency, innovation, and new business models. Another highlight was a fireside chat with Palo Alto Networks, focusing on using hyperscalers to enable cloud-delivered security services with Precision AI. I'm Angie Scholes for Future Media News, Windhoek.
The Democratic Alliance says Eskom must be unbundled urgently to save the mining sector from collapse. The party warns that soaring electricity prices, which have risen by more than 800% since 2007, are crippling mining and shutting down ferrochrome smelters, with Glencore closing all 22 of its furnaces. The DA's Kevin Mileham.
The DA has repeatedly said that Eskom's monopoly model is broken. Unbundling Eskom means creating separate independent entities for generation, transmission, and distribution. This reform will open the grid to independent power producers, reduce costs through competition, improve efficiency and accountability, and protect our economy from the collapse of a single failing entity.
And U.S. President Donald Trump has begun a state visit to the United Kingdom. He's being welcomed in Windsor by King Charles and Queen Camilla on a trip which also includes announcements of a series of technology and trade agreements between the two countries. Ollie Barrett reports from Windsor.
Security very tight here in Windsor. Several roads closed around Windsor Castle. A huge policing presence on display. There have already been a number of arrests at anti-Trump protests of one sort or another here in Windsor and in London, the British capital as well, where President Trump stayed on Tuesday night at the US ambassador's residence in the centre of the British capital. An unprecedented second state visit for Donald Trump. This is not an honour that's been extended to a democratically elected leader in modern history. And normally the protocol for a second term US president would be tea or lunch with the monarch rather than a second full state visit. Ollie Barrett, Windsor.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.